All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and every time I head west of the mountains, I go through the cool little town of Shelby.
Isn't it a cool little town?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to do there besides Bridges Barbecue.
You always got to make that stop, but they have a gem, not just in Shelby or even Cleveland County. It's really a gem of the Carolinas, or especially the Charlotte region in the Carolinas. And it's always fun for us, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, to take a peek over there to see what's going on. And if you haven't heard about this particular gym, then settle in and enjoy us talking with Mary Beth Martin, the executive director of the Earl Scruggs Center. Music and stories from the American South is what that center is all about when it opened. And we're going to bring Mary Beth on to find out kind of the background of the Earl Scruggs Center opening and then what they have in store for all of us and the visitors to the exhibits upcoming. So, Mary Beth, without further ado, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm afraid to even say this, but just in case people do not know who Earl Scruggs is, and a lot more people may know because of Ken Burns' recent documentary that was released on the history of country music, Mr. Scruggs had prominent parts in that movie, or that documentary for sure. But educate us a little bit quickly on the Earl Scruggs that grew up in Cleveland County.
Sure. So Earl Scruggs, he grew up in Cleveland County in a little community called Flint Hill. And he grew up and had a wonderful career as a musician, specifically as a banjo player. And he really is the most influential banjo player who has ever lived. And he changed the way he played. It was a style called Scruggs style, and he developed it. Of course, he was influenced by other musicians, but he really took it to the national level and the Grand Ole Opry, and then was a part of the band Flat and Scruggs, and they became the most popular, most recognized bluegrass band. And he really changed the way the banjo was perceived in that it was no longer considered, you know, a comical instrument. It was a serious instrument, and so musicians started to take the instrument seriously and play it in a different way. And so Earl, through his career and through his style of playing, through Grammy Awards, is, you know, went on and still influences musicians today, just of all genres, of all generations. It's a pretty amazing thing to, you know, to see someone who grew up in Cleveland County go on and really change the world of music that way.
Did the phones blow up over there at the Earl Scruggs Center when the Ken Burns documentary went out over the airwaves of PBS? And or did your email just flood up with people who were maybe inquiring or wanting to come visit the Earl Scruggs Center because of the impact that he had, but also because of the prominence he played in several of those decades of music?
Yeah, we definitely started seeing some more traffic and, like you said, more phone calls. We've had more groups booked for this spring, and I know that it's a result of that. You know, people starting to pay attention have learned, they might have known Earl Scruggs or had some idea of who Earl Scruggs was, but really learn more about his life and really the impact he had on country music and on music in general. So, yeah, we've definitely seen groups become interested in coming to the Scruggs Center. So increased traffic is great, and I think a large part of the result of that Ken Burns documentary.
Well, listen, part of the success of Flat and Scruggs was because of their management, which included a person named Louise Scruggs, who helped set the standard for professional music managers in country music. And that brings me to talk about her and other women in country music and what you have going on over at the Earl Scruggs Center upcoming.
Yeah, so next week on February 14th, we're going to open a new special exhibition called Standing Her Ground, Women in Country Music. And it highlights and profiles many groundbreaking women who just achieved so much in the country music industry. Women who, you know, those performers that you know and love, like Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn, are certainly a part of it. But also women like Louise Scruggs, who had a major role within the industry. So managers, producers, music executives. And so Louise Scruggs was certainly one of them, and she really is the inspiration for the exhibit. She was Earl's wife, but she was also the manager for Flat and Scruggs. And she shrewdly managed them in a way that was not where other bands were not being managed during that day. She understood branding. You know, she understood about placing their music on country radio instead of just pigeonholing them as bluegrass. You know, she understood what needed to be done to make them a national and an international act, you know, including, you know, if you remember, Flatt and Scruggs played the theme song for the Beverly Hillbillies, the Ballad of Jed Clampett. You know, Louise had a lot to do with that. So, you know, that made them a nationally known act. So, so that's what this exhibit does. It profiles those women and recognizes their accomplishments and some of the challenges they might have faced in a male-dominated industry. So we're really excited about opening it because, you know, we're glad to recognize these women, but it's also timely. You know, a lot of these issues are in the news now.
Oh, exactly. Mary Beth Martin, Executive Director of the Earl Scruggs Center, is on with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's talking about the center and also the new special exhibition that's opening up, Standing Her Ground, Women in Country Music. And it is, I'm glad that you mentioned that about Flatts and Scruggs music and their success in the pop genre back then, which here in 2020 we can appreciate more because a lot of bluegrass and folk music has success on that side of music. It's not just country or western or folk. It's a lot of it has gone pop, but it's ironic maybe that you're having it open on Valentine's Day. Don Yeager sitting right beside me already has Valentine's Day plans. That's his 20th anniversary, wedding anniversary as well. But Don, maybe you could make a Western jaunt before you head east or to celebrate Valentine's Day there.
Any excuse to go to Shelby. now tell us more about the center. What all is there? What would we see if we came there? Are there concerts? What's going on? Just walk me through.
Sure. So, you know, the highlight of the center, of course, are the permanent exhibits on the first floor. And those are exhibits about, really incredibly designed exhibits, about Earl's life and the culture and the traditions and the history of this region. Because our story is, it's certainly about Earl and his career and his life and legacy, but it's also about how this area shaped him to become the musician that he became. So if you're from this area, you'll certainly see a lot in the exhibit that you can connect with, or from this region, you know, Charlotte area for sure. And so that's the first floor. And those exhibits are wonderful. We have a wonderful welcome film that really sets the stage for the entire museum. On the second floor, we have the special exhibition area, and those exhibitions change out twice a year. So we're opening Standing Her Ground, Women in Country Music, and if you can't come on the 14th, no problem. It'll be open through early September. So come anytime to see that exhibit. And then we also have an event space. And so you mentioned concerts. So we have concerts. We have film screenings. We have free music programs for children. We just have a wide variety of different events and programs here to educate people about our musical traditions or about our history or, you know, anything that relates to that. Like you said, music and stories from the American South. That's what we base our programming on.
Well, and back to talk about the exhibition that's opening and programming and things going on, talk to us a little bit about one of your guests that's going to be there and the documentary on her life and career. Alice Gerard is going to be there Thursday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Talk to us about the documentary and who Alice Gerard is and what the documentary is going to entail.
Yeah, so on February 20th, we're going to screen the documentary about Alice Gerard, and it's called You Gave Me a Song. And it's really about her life, her groundbreaking career as an old-time and bluegrass musician. So Alice was a part of a duo called Hazel and Alice, and they were influential during the 60s and the 70s, so I think, you know, sort of during the folk movement. And they influenced a lot of young female musicians. Just great songwriters, great performers. And so that's what this documentary is about her life, some of the challenges she faced, and really her mission to preserve some of our traditional music heritage in this part of the world. So that's what it's about. And so that event is open and free to the public. We just encourage people to register for that. And then following the screening of the film, then there will also be a question and answer time with Alice and the filmmaker. Now, so we're really excited to have her here and to have her see the exhibit and get, you know, obviously her take on it and hear her stories about, you know, her career and some of the things that she faced and the things that she achieved and her passion for the music. And she is an award-winning musician, Grammy-winning, also IBMA-winning. So she's pretty well-known.
Well, and piggybacking Don's earlier question, too, about other events, you do have a sister theater across the way, the Don Gibson Theater, another Cleveland County native, that on larger shows, I guess, you walk hand-in-hand, too, with that venue.
That's true. So the Don Gibson Theater offers a variety of concerts through the year, and they are a sister project under the organization Destination Cleveland County. But then they also help us on some of our events. For example, this past weekend on February 1st, we hosted our fundraising concert, annual fundraising concert called Remembering Earl. And so the Don Gibson is extremely helpful in helping us put on that event. And so, you know, we had 800 or so people at the Malcolm Brown Auditorium to see a lineup of artists in a Grand Ole Opry style. And then afterwards we have a party, a VIP reception, and that serves as our major fundraising event for the year.
Tell us about your website and so forth so we can glean all this information and figure out when we're coming.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell you about everything happening here because we have so much happening. So our website is earlscruggscenter.org, and that's where you can find a list of our exhibits. You can see pictures of them, and you can also get information about our new special exhibition. And then, of course, our events, which we're constantly adding new events. So that list is updating, and I encourage people to look out, you know, to watch that and see if there's something that you'd be interested in attending.
Fantastic. Mary Beth Martin, Executive Director of the Earl Scruggs Center, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you.